was it's usually stuck on my left hip or drooped over my left shoulder sleeping while I'm teaching. And I am just glad he's not here tonight up here and laying on me. But I had the opportunity to use PowerPoint. And now picture that. You've got a whole bunch of you know, rowdy campers having Bible study outside. And you know what? PowerPoint held their focus the whole time. Because not only just could they hear me speak, but they could see what I was talking about. So there were two gates that they were using to learn. Their ears and their eyes. And so I'm going to use this here, you know, tonight. Okay, question is, who will go? I would love this here picture. It's an old boat. It's been there a long time. And the boat's name is Who Will Go? And notice there's a child there. Who will go? Who will minister to the children of the world? There's an army out there. And it's an army of children. Let's start with prayer. Father, we do, Lord, thank you, Lord, for your holy word. And as we open it, Lord, tonight, may you give me wisdom and a discernment. May you give me also, Lord, just clarity of thought and speech. And Lord, may you burden us to step out and reach the lost with the gospel. Lord, we just know the truth, and that truth has set us free. May you use us to spread that truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, wrong button. Sorry. See, I'm all nervous and I pushed the wrong button. Come back on. Here we go.
It's one of the problems with technology. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well. As I wait for that, if it's going to come on, I don't know.
Well, okay. Anyway, I don't need it. All right. Okay, please open up your what Bibles to. Okay, Matthew 28, please. Matthew 28, beginning in verse 16. Matthew 28:16. Let's start right there. Oh, that's what I did. You know what? I saved it at the last slide. So now you're going to see all of it before there. Okay, now we got it. I saved it at the wrong spot. Okay, Matthew 28 in verse 16. Then the disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus. Had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And when Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Okay, amen. God has used people throughout history to tell others. All through history, God has used human beings. Big ones, little ones, wide ones, thin ones. God has used people. Now think about Adam. First man. In what Genesis 2, God tells Adam, don't eat of that tree, but the knowledge of a good and evil. But Eve wasn't there yet. In Genesis 3, Eve is there. And the serpent comes up to Eve, questioning Eve about that tree. But now, just wait a minute. God didn't tell Eve about the tree. God told Adam. How did Eve know? Adam told Eve. Adam just witnessed to Eve. God said, don't eat of this tree. It is forbidden fruit. Don't eat of it. Adam told Eve. A witness. Noah. In what 2 Peter 2:5, Noah is called a preacher of righteousness. Noah was a preacher. We often think of Noah as a carpenter. He built that big ark. But no, he's a preacher too. And what Noah told all those people about God, and they rejected him. And what Noah, he kept building. But what Noah was a preacher boy. Joseph. No? We don't think about Joseph much. But what Joseph just witnessed with his life. Potiphar in Genesis 39:3, it says this, and his master saw that the Lord just was with him. His life testified to the Lord. Does what your life testify to the Lord? Back when I used to work in a secular job, I just would always try to witness to the guys, and they didn't want to hear it. But if you had a problem, guess where they came? Because my life testified to it. Now there were two other believers there too. But their life didn't testify to it. Nobody went to them. And I'll talk about biblical things. Because their life didn't witness to the fact they were really Christians. Joseph's life did. Potiphar saw that the Lord was with him. Potiphar saw that. And what Joseph was a witness. And then we have what Daniel. In what Daniel 5:11 and what 12. The what queen. Pointed out Daniel just. Belteshazzar had a dream. His fingers came on to the wall. And he didn't know what to do. Wise men, they didn't know just what was going on. They couldn't decipher it. But the queen knew about Daniel. Called Daniel. Because Daniel knew God. And with Daniel's life was a witness. And with these here two guys, I would love Peter and what John. Acts what 4:13 said this. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and what perceived that what they were unlearned, and what ignorant men, they what marveled, and they took knowledge of what them that they had been with Jesus. These were ignorant men. So am I. But they had been with Jesus. They knew Jesus. And these other men just recognized they were with Jesus. They were fishermen. They were simple men, not going to all of universities of that day. But they knew Jesus. And they had boldness. And they spoke clearly. And they spoke concisely with great power, because they were with Jesus. Paul said, I'm a chief sinner. I'm the chief sinner. And yet, look at all that Paul did, because he knew Jesus. He was a witness throughout the world because he knew Jesus. And God, he wants to use you. If you know Jesus as your Savior, God he wants to use you. He wants to use you. Matthew 28:19. Look at the word go. Go therefore and make disciples. And that word go means to travel. Walk. Journey. That their word go is an action word. It doesn't mean just sit down and do nothing. It means go, do something. He's as what you live life, make disciples. Just wherever you are, just whatever you are doing, make disciples. Witness to others how you live, what you say, how you act, and the words that come out of your mouth. Tell to somebody else about Jesus. Matthew 28:19 again. Go therefore and make disciples. What's a disciple? What disciple means a learner. We think as we grow up, just we don't have to learn anything. Well, guess what? If you're following Christ, you're a learner, you're a disciple. And that never stops. My Bible clubbers say, just Mr. Jackson, just you're lucky you don't have to go to school. And I always say, guys, I would go to school every single day just like you. I'm still learning too. But it's a different kind of school. But I'm still learning. And what King James, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. That word, teach means to become a pupil, instruct, and what role as a scholar. How many here just want to be a scholar? Yeah, not many, huh? But that's what that word means. Be a scholar. Be a scholar. Be a learner. Be a scholar. That what leads us to Acts 1:8. But he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That's how just we become scholars. Because the Holy Ghost leads us into all truth. That's how just we become scholars, through the Holy Ghost. And what ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. This word, just witnesses, is a great word. And what putting it is here, just message together, I what learned an awful lot about this word witnesses. Witnesses means to declare just what you know. Declare just what you have seen or heard. But the Greek word here is martis, from where does we get the word martyr. This here, what Greek word means, one who bears witness by his death. Are what you willing to die? That's what this word, witnesses means. It means to die. We would talk about this witnessing not to others. But the word means to die for the sake of Christ. We are to die. And the apostles understood that. Many of them just were martyred. They understood just what it meant to be a witness for Christ. To die, to put it all on the line for Christ. In what India, you would saw in the little video clips there. In what India, BCM pastors have been prisoned, beaten, and almost killed because they are witnesses for Christ. It costs them. It costs them everything. We have what some just pastors there who have no support. And yet they keep going. Because they're a witness, martyr for Christ. Luke 9:23 says, Jesus says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Deny ourselves. Boy, that's a tough word too, isn't it? To deny ourselves? I would love to eat ice cream. But, I've gained 10 pounds. And you know what? Now I've got to deny myself ice cream. And few other things. And, that's tough. But it's nothing compared to this. The word deny means to have no connection with your one's pleasures or what interest. We need to give them up, put them to death to follow Christ. Yeah, that's not an easy thing. I think of what some men who were great athletes, but they gave it all up to follow Christ and what go to the mission field. Eric Liddell was one. He gave it all up because he wanted to serve Christ. And what Eric died on the mission field in a prison camp, you know, telling children about Jesus. He gave it all up. He was a martyr for Christ. We need to give it up. We need to deny ourselves. Romans 6:11. Likewise, you also just reckon yourselves to be dead to sin. So we need to give up our pet sins. And what Paul said in what 1 Corinthians 15:31, I die daily. What did he die to? His pleasures, wants, and interests. Because he wanted to follow Christ. Are what you like, Paul? Back in Acts 1:8, God what told them start in what Jerusalem, start just witnessing at home, then go to what Judea and what Samaria, just witness in your own country. And what then? Go to the uttermost. The book of Acts starts out with the disciples in what Jerusalem. Chapters 1-7. They're in their hometown, witnessing. Chapters 8-13. They have been what scattered. Now they're in what Judea and what Samaria. And then just 14 and what following of what Acts, they've gone to the uttermost. I think what book of Acts points out that they obeyed the Lord. They would start at home, spread out, and then just went out to the uttermost. Jesus has what commanded us to be witnessing martyrs. Are you? Are you seeking to what deny yourself and what follow Jesus? Are you seeking to witness to others? I would know just Wednesday night just prayer meetings have been a real blessing to me lately. Because hearing just people just praying just for salvation, just for their neighbors. What an awesome thing. Just reaching out, just sharing Christ. We need to turn our world upside down. Who will go? Let's pray. Father, Lord, help us. Lord, to be witnessing martyrs. Lord, help us to, Lord, just give up all of our pleasures and, Lord, wants and what interest, Lord, to follow you. Lord, tell others about you. Lord, just we have become too comfortable, Lord. May you convict us. And may you, and Lord, may you cause us to go and to make disciples. In Jesus' name, amen.